This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
All right, quarter to six. It is, what is today, Wednesday? Tuesday.
It's two for Tuesday, Jerry.
Is he still doing the show, by the way?
Sammy Hagar.
He's got that show on, what's that channel I like? Oh, come on. I always tell you about it.
You do.
And I forget.
Axis TV?
Yes. He's got that show there where he basically walks around with, like, star rockers.
I see this stuff on YouTube. I don't know if it's new or
The pandemic. You know who else had a good show? That was a show, had a good interview show. Believe it or not, it was Dan Rather. Was Dan Rather?
Yeah.
Yes.
Axis TV as well.
But after the pandemic, I don't think it came back.
Yeah.
And Dan, I don't know if Sammy Hagar came back with his show. I'm not really sure.
I think Sammy Hagar and Dan Rather are doing
a show together.
Yeah, a show together about rock and roll news, Jerry.
I think they actually did believe it. I think he was a guest on Rather's
probably
show.
Probably in order to cross promote on the Axis TV platform.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to check that. I'm pretty sure.
I have two notes, Jerry, from Japanese baseball. The first one, Trevor Bauer is going to go pitch in Japan, I was reading.
Right.
How about that?
Okay, enjoy Japan. I mean, what do I tell you?
That's got to be weird.
Yes. Like,
now, do you go live in Japan?
No, Al, you commute from Los Angeles.
Jerry, he can't commute. That's a long commute.
Do you live in Japan? Where do you want him to live?
I don't know. That's so
yes.
Culture shocking.
Yeah. Did you see the movie with Tom Selleck? I know it's a movie.
I didn't see that.
But I think a pretty good idea of what it would be like for an American that doesn't speak Japanese to go play there.
And Trevor Bauer, you don't think needs the money, right? Didn't he sign a big deal and got guaranteed money, or did they take that back?
No, I think because I'd have to check that. My guess is that money was pulled back.
Oh.
Because of the reason for
maybe he does need the money.
Let me check.
Or he just wants to go pitch.
And he's probably also spent a fortune on legal fees.
Do you think he will be booed in Japan, Jerry, or will they not even care either way that Trevor Bauer is
pitching? That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, do they love Americans that come over and pitch, or do they dislike them?
I think they like guys that perform well. That's what I think.
What if you have a shady past?
So he was due to make $28 million last year. In 2021. I don't know if he got that. I really don't. Last year he was supposed to make $3 million, according to this. Spot track?
I think it's spot track.
Even though there's only one T?
Yeah, spot track.
So the T is a double T?
Double T.
Spot track?
Spot track.
Not spot rack.
Nope.
Spot track. I think it's spot track.
You're going spot track?
Spot track. Yes. Yeah. So he's made, again, I don't know what he got and what he didn't, but according to spot track, $70 million. I don't know.
All right.
I really don't know.
Over there to pitch.
Yeah.
He's going to, I think Japan's one of those places where just monkeys are running around. Like legitimate monkeys.
Maybe.
There are. Because I know Tom Green went over to Japan at one point to shoot a special, and there were just monkeys everywhere.
Okay.
I don't think in Tokyo there's monkeys running around because it's a big city. But Trevor Bauer, I hope he's not afraid of monkeys, because you go to pitch in Japan, you're going to run into some monkeys. Yep, there they are.
The suspension cost him and saved the Dodgers $38 million.
And they will steal your food.
I don't know how much he
got.
The
monkeys.
Yes. And you never saw the movie with Tom Selleck?
No. I'm aware it exists, but I did not see it.
It's interesting from the standpoint of arriving there. No one speaks. I shouldn't say no one, because some people probably do speak English. but everything's in Japanese, obviously. Everything looks somewhat familiar because it looks like a big city, except that it's completely unfamiliar.
Yeah.
You don't know anyone. You're pretty much stuck in your condo. It's weird.
All you could do is look for logos. Be like, that's the Golden Arches. I'll go get McDonald's.
But even at McDonald's, I think the menu is different in Japan. Yeah. I don't think it's the same as it is here. And plus, what do? Just order a, I'll take a, put the finger up.
Are you giving us the finger, sir?
No, no. I want the one.
The number one.
The number one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would be doing a lot of pointing.
I would think it's got to be, I mean, eye-opening for sure, but it's got to shake you a little bit.
Or you just train one of those wild monkeys running around, have the monkey help you out.
You and these wild. When I tell you, when you latch onto something, you clamp down with the jaws of life.
This idea that, like, here in America, in our cities, like, you'll see squirrels running around. And imagine replacing squirrels or pigeons with monkeys. That's what's going on in some countries.
If that's how you grew up, why would it be any different?
It's just weird.
Like, in some places, don't they eat cats?
That I'm not sure.
Eddie?
Yes.
Right. So here, we have cats, and they're the lovable, adorable things. They run around. I actually always think about this, too. Like, did you watch 60 Minutes by any chance on Sunday night?
No.
So 60 Minutes with Anderson Cooper. This would have been right up your alley. You might want to Google this and watch it on YouTube, Eddie. It's about the evolution of the dog from the wolves.
Oh, is that right?
Very interesting. And it's worth the 10-minute piece that it was. And I sit there and wonder, like, who decided which animals you were going to let into your house and who made the mistakes of allowing the wrong ones in and got eaten?
Yeah.
You know, these were trial and error along the way.
These we will have in our homes and pet them. These we will make our food.
Correct. Or these will attack us.
Yes.
It's pretty nuts, actually. And there they found that monkeys were nice, I guess.
How about that?
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, my second Japanese baseball note, Jerry.
Oh, that's right. There were two.
In the World Series Baseball Classic World League.
The what? What did you just call it?
The World Baseball
Classic.
No, that's
not what you said. You called it the World Series Baseball World League.
Uh-huh. Which a lot of our major league players
okay.
are involved in.
The World Baseball Classic. The World WBC. Baseball Classic.
Got it. WBC. In a game over the weekend.
How's that fat working out for you?
In a game over the weekend, Jerry, Japanese.
Certain areas. In other areas, I got fat. Chubs. I was going to say chubs.
What did you just say?
Chubby fat.
It's not what you just said.
During one of these games, Jerry, Japanese pitcher Roki Sasaki.
That's the best pronunciation you've had in years.
I think I nailed it. I think you did too. He beamed Czech Republic outfielder William Escala with a 101-mile-per-hour pitch. Not on purpose.
No, it was obvious it was not on purpose.
But he apologized by bringing this fella.
Did the Mets sign this guy?
The guy that got hit?
Yes.
He did bring him, as an apology, two gigantic bags of Japanese candy.
Great.
That's so nice.
That is very nice.
That's really nice.
That's really surprising.
That's really nice. Who beamed us Starling Marte the other day?
I don't remember. The guy on the Rays. I don't remember.
That guy on the Rays owes him some Kit Kats.
Which would make you feel better.
Right.
I agree.
Like, hey, sorry for beaning you with a 101-mile-per-hour fastball. Here's Japanese candy. Because they have unique candy there.
You know what would be a twisted way to do it?
What?
And kind of needle them. Give them the Reese's. Sorry. Not sorry.
What does that mean?
That's their slogan.
They're sorry, not sorry?
Yeah. Don't I have that right? How do you not know that? Sorry, not sorry.
From Reese's.
I think Reese's is their ad campaign. You don't know that?
I don't know that one.
Here we go. Yeah, here it comes up. Sorry, not sorry, Reese's.
Oh.
How do you? I'm not aware.
I
tell you, with this, not watching television anymore.
I don't have cable,
Jerry.
You see
nothing.
I don't get anything.
I know. But that was, I think that was even a Super Bowl. Oh, you probably didn't watch that either.
I watched the Super Bowl.
What, on repeat the next morning?
No, I watched
it. With the NFL package highlights?
I watched the first half live.
I would think
I was
that
looking
that,
live.
You know, maybe it wasn't a Super Bowl commercial. I'm not sure. But that was a big ad campaign of theirs, as I'm looking, in 2018 and 19,
when you were
like a normal human being and you had normal television.
Well, that's nice then. If you beat me with a fastball, give me a sorry, not sorry.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's kind of like you're doing the nice thing by giving them the candy. It's a nice gesture, but you're needling them. Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry.
Things happen.
Next time you're in the box again, I'll probably bean you with another.
Especially if you're wearing blue and orange.
And I'll give you some Reese's Pieces and we'll be even.
Yeah, that's got to be, I would think, across the board how they handle those things in Japan. But I don't know. I don't watch it enough to know. You remember when we were watching, what was the Korean baseball during the pandemic?
Yes, Korean baseball.
On Twitter.
Yes.
And it was actually a thing.
Korean Twitter baseball.
I actually had an idea yesterday, which I might do today. I wanted to go pull one of our podcasts from April of 2020 to see how horrendous it was.
See how bad it was.
Yes.
Horrendous.
Wait, what did we talk about?
Horrendous.
Oh, my God.
Did you see John Morant, Jerry? He's entered a counseling program in Florida.
Yes, and I would like to, we need to do something, too, as men. Can we stop calling these things lap dances? Did you see the photo?
I did.
I mean, lap dance? Or a lap hump.
That was a grind.
I mean, give me a break.
She was grinding on him.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There are certain places where it is indeed a lap dance, where the girl is just dancing in front of you.
Which one of 8,000 is that one?
When I was living down in Florida, though, Jerry, they were the grinding kind. The kind that John Moran got.
Hence why you kept going back saying you lost your wallet.
My wallet's gone. It's back here somewhere. Maybe he's looking to dance while I'm back here.
quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you Boomer and Geo. Right now, Amy Lawrence on Jimmy G.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We do not have much time left. We got Boomer and Geo standing by. At least Geo standing by. Boomer will be here. Go. Hurry.
Jerry, the Eight Power seconds. Slap League. It is not coming back to TBS. If you want to see
WFAN. WFAN-FM. WFAN-FM HD1. New York. Always live on the Free Odyssey app.